from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Port Trent. Pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The talent that's here and the talent that is continuing to develop here. We obviously have some mainstay guys like Ian Happ.
Ian Happ, Cubs all-star outfielder.
Here's a pitch on the way.
Happ drives one in the air, deep right center field. This ball's got a chance. Gone. Right center field. Happy birthday, Ian Happ. Cubs lead 2-0.
Gold Glove Award winner.
And now the 0-1 pitch pulled on the ground. Pass to diving Paredes down the left field line. It's going to be a base hit. Over to barehanded Happ throwing to second. There's going to be a play. The throw of the tag. He's out at second base. Ian Happ having a big third inning on his 30th birthday.
Host of the Compound Podcast.
How about this? Cubs have a off day Thursday. Play the White Sox Friday, Saturday, and we have a Sunday off day in the big leagues.
Whoa.
That like never happens.
Never seen it. Sunday off day.
You probably won't golf.
I could play in the morning, but you know, you don't get many Sunday off days. I have a wonderful wife that I love. We're going to have nice coffee. We're going to have breakfast, maybe brunch.
Hey, Julie, tell her we said hi. If she's right.
We're going to have a nice day. She will never hear this, but that's how much I care about her.
Zach, where should they go get brunch? Where did we go? For Ian's wedding we went there both.
Oh, Wildberry.
Wildberry, good spot. We were in there eating breakfast, and then just like Schwarber and his wife and baby like walked past, and we're like, oh, hey, what's up, man?
Connect Roasters coffee enthusiast Ian Happ with Bernstein and Holmes on 670 The Score.
We toast you, Ian Happ.
Yeah, speaking of toast, Wildberry shouting out one of our show favorites.
Yeah, they're in our building.
That is absolutely right.
Right downstairs.
Ian Happ joins us now on the Score Hotline that is presented by Circa Resort and Casino, CircaLasVegas.com. He is on Twitter at IHAP_1, and he is now officially a baseball old head.
You keep calling him. I don't know why you're stuck on that. Just because 30. He's 30 doesn't mean that he's a baseball old head.
Yeah, well, you know, everything starts to fail you, and, you know, your body parts start falling off, and start making out your will. It's just what happens. I lived through it.
Okay, Nietzsche. Hey, Ian, how are you?
Good. How you guys doing? I'm on the back end of the regression curve now, going the other way.
What was it like? Because Dan and I were actually discussing this as a show topic for Monday's show, but what was it like to have a Sunday off in the middle of a season?
Yeah, it was weird. Something happens during the season where all the days blend together and you don't know what day of the week it is. But the Sunday off day was strange. It made it feel honestly like a midweek. Like I was having trouble processing when we were at the White Sox place that it was Friday and Saturday and not like a Tuesday, Wednesday because of the way the schedule usually lines up. So the Sunday off day was very strange.
What did you end up doing?
I ended up actually playing golf, played in the morning, and then got back to the city and was able to spend some time with my wife before we left. So it was a nice day. It was beautiful, too.
But first, golf.
I got to golf in the morning.
Okay. Making sure. Well handled. Then you get a home run on your birthday. That seemed to be
Happy birthday, Ian.
That was a nice little thing last night. Too bad that the outcome didn't exactly end up cooperating.
Yeah, it was a good game. You know, there was really impressive effort from the offense coming back there and pushing it to a place where we we got at the 8-8 and that was a nice fight to get back in that game. You know, their bullpen has been so good all year, the Guardians bullpen. So to put up those runs and claw back in was pretty impressive and just take that momentum into today.
Are you surprised at this point that people still run on you? Because you seem to be pretty deadly with your assist totals. And last night, the Guardians, they gave up a lot of base runners by trying to take the extra base.
Yeah, I think some of it's situational. The second one was, in the left field corner, felt like a double off the bat. So, those situations, guys are always going to try to test for two, and it takes a perfect throw on that situation. And I think the first one was two outs. Nine hole hitter trying to get on second base for Kwan at the top. So, a lot of it's situational. Guys will try to press with two outs and get into scoring position, and it's not a bad baseball play.
Where does Emmanuel Clase rank on the guys that just you don't want to see at the end to make it that hard on you as a hitter?
I don't know if I've ever faced him. Maybe one at bat a couple years ago, but I haven't really been in the box much against him. But I know just his numbers are pretty impressive. He goes out there, he throws a ton of innings. I think he's got 70 plus innings for the last 3 years. He's done all of that with a sub. A sub two this year. I think he's got a sub two for a few years, maybe 1 year he was over two. So, the numbers themselves and the availability, being healthy, logging those innings and just being a steady force in the back end, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, this year his ERA is 0.65.
That's pretty good.
That'll do. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that will definitely work. Ian, we've been trying to figure out if the Cubs are back. And you guys are right in the middle of it, which leads to a bigger point, and I don't know how players think about this, so I wanted to ask you. Dan and I have been discussing, for the last couple of years, how we don't do a good job, media, capital M, of appreciating what happens through 162. That we probably should, all of us, should do a better job of saying, wow, a team won a division, like that's a big deal. How do players view the difference between what happens over 162 versus what does or does not happen for a team in the playoffs?
Yeah, I think, I don't know, it's probably partly due to the playoff system now and for the last, 8 years or so, as the wild cards have expanded, but winning the division is a big deal. Winning the division, playing 162 games, and being the one that takes your division is huge. And when I was coming up, that first year at 17, we won the division, and a lot of the veteran guys, Lackey especially, made a point to say, "Hey, enjoy this. This doesn't happen every year. This is special. Like, you never know when you're going to get back to the postseason." And winning the division matters. And I think the old playoff bracket, Davey Martinez was our bench coach, and he was talking to me that year about, you used to have to win the division to get to the playoffs. And, that part of it, and I think the veteran guys really took that to heart, that you win the division, you go out and you set the tone that you're the best in your division. That's the goal every year. And then, the playoffs shake out how the playoffs shake out. Obviously, you win the division, you got a good chance to go and make a run in the playoffs. But Yeah, it's, I think to players, it's super important. And, you know, continuing to press on that, you know, as you come into spring training, as you start the season, like, that should be your goal every year.
How much scoreboard watching is starting to go on right now as the number of games dwindles?
Not yet. I think there's so much baseball to play still. There's so much that can go on. You know, the only thing that we can do is focus on, you know, going out and continuing to be competitive and win series. I think we saw last year just how much can change in the last week or two of the season. And so, you know, once I think once you get to that point, once you're a couple weeks out and, you know, you really need other teams to do things for you, that's kind of when it starts. But right now, you know, there's still enough baseball left that you just go out and play.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What has it been like with Dansby and what his wife Mallory has done in front of the whole world? And then scoring that goal in a gold medal shutout, it's just been remarkable the impact that she's had on this team, particularly coming back from that injury, and just how involved he has been in helping her get back to this point. Has it been that just that special a thing for the team sharing it with him?
Oh yeah, I mean, we were all watching every game. Everybody was locked in our group chat and. You know, just it was exciting to watch and to be a part of. And I think what makes it more special for us as a team is that we, you know, we were there in the clubhouse when she got hurt. You know, we were with him. We were there as, you know, she went through surgery and had complications and another surgery. And so, you know, and that was all happening during the season last year. And I know how challenging it was for them. And they're an impressive unit. I mean, the two of them, the way they care about each other, the way they talk about each other's sports to each other all the time. And you know, they don't train together, but I know that a lot of like the different people that help them throughout the course of the year, you know, they're athletes at the highest level. And it's really cool. And it's really cool to see, you know, how much they care about each other and they root for each other. And it's not easy to be apart from your significant other as they're going through, you know, the biggest moments in their career. And they have to do it all the time because of their schedules. And, you know, I think the way that the schedule lined up just for the Red Stars, I don't know that we had a chance to go to any of those games this year, or Dansby would have a chance to go to any of the games. And that's, that's challenging, but they do such a good job of communicating, and it's just been really fun to watch it and to support, and just a really cool moment for them. And Dan's been getting his 1,000th hit on the same day. It's pretty cool. That speaks to some pretty impressive longevity.
Ian, what's going through your mind when you see a fan jump on the field?
A lot of things. Won't say all of them, but just I think in that situation, you hope the fan doesn't run out of player. Once the fan doesn't run out of player, you know, it's just a delay. I think in that moment, the when your closer's out there, you don't want the closer to get cold. That was what I was thinking. And the one dude that jumped and snapped his ankle, that was not great. So a little bit of a long delay, but Hector did a good job of staying loose and getting those outs.
Is one of the feelings anger?
Not anger. I mean,
annoyance maybe,
or fear.
Yeah. I was wondering about fear.
I think that's the initial is fear, and you don't want a situation where a fan's running at a player and player has to make a decision. That's the first thing. And then when it takes a while, you just don't want it to affect the game, I guess. And you don't want a pitcher to get cold or have a, you know, it's a really, the adrenaline spike of coming into the game and being a reliever and being able to ride that through three outs is real. And so you don't want a situation where a fan getting on the field affects, you know, the way a pitcher's coming into the game and how that guy's going to perform.
So I was listening to the radio call last night, and I heard Ron Coomer make an interesting observation about Pete Crow Armstrong. And he said, you know, it looks to me like he's changed his hand position on the bat a little bit. He said the tape on his grip looks different, and it looks like he's off the knob in a way that may shorten up and give him some more control of the barrel through the zone, which we'd also read that he was doing drills to make sure he's not offering at some of these low enticing pitches and trying to keep things a little higher in the zone. It looks like he's putting in a lot of hard work and starting to see some results. Did you guys talk about this stuff, or is it just stuff that you see as well?
Yeah, I mean, he's done a lot, and he's been really productive the last, you know, few weeks to a month. And a lot of it is because he's starting earlier. He's doing a good job of getting himself into a position where he's on time, which in the big leagues is generally being early. And he really hits the ball down well. He dominates the ball down in the zone. He dominates the ball off speed pitches just under the zone. He does a really good job the way his swing plays of getting to those pitches. That was something for me, my first year that Joe Madden talked to me a lot about it. I did a great job handling off speed and pitches low. And the high fastball was my problem. And so, you know, as good as Pete is down there, he did have some chase when he first came up on some of those pitches down. And so managing that and knowing that you hit the ball down and where that kind of line is where you don't want to chase it under, but you can also do damage down there. So he's done a great job being on time, being early, you know, turned a fastball around yesterday. When he puts the ball in play and gets it into the corner, or gets into the right center gap, it's almost an auto triple. So that's been really productive for us.
What's up with Connect lately?
What is up with Connect? I did a camp on the off day on the 8th, and Connect came out and served coffee, which was really cool at kids' camp. And we are discussing our fall and winter plans and excited to kind of get people going on that as the fall approaches. And going to try to make a trip down to the cafe before I head out of here, whenever that ends up being. So I'm excited to see it. I haven't been down in a while, and it's been really, really fun to see the Home Run Club getting involved and getting excited. There's been a decent amount of Cubby homers in August, so I think people are going to be getting their dinger dollars.
I was just going to say, dinger dollars adding up. And the other thing that happened is with that home run, that's now four seasons of 20 or more homers. Is that meaningful to you?
Yeah, it's pretty special. It's pretty special. You know, the two seasons that my 22 was really good, and I hit a bunch of doubles and had 17 homers that year. The other two that I didn't do it were COVID and the year in 19 when I was in AAA for a lot of it. So, you know, that productivity, you know, hitting 20 homers is a meaningful number for me. And, you know, that's, it's only part of it, but it is pretty special. And that first year that I did it in 17, you know, it's always that there's not a lot of individual numbers that you kind of walk away from the season with. And that's one of them that, pretty special to me and is one that, that definitely hits home. So, you know, a lot of good swings. The righty homers have been there this year, which has been great, but that's, 20 is a special number.
Right on. Well, Ian, good luck tonight in Cleveland. Thanks for joining us as always.
Appreciate it, guys. Have a good one.
That's Ian Happ. The Cubs 670 The Score and Stand Up to Cancer are teaming up for Cubs for a Cure, a 24-hour radiothon hosted by Danny Parkins right here on The Score. The radiothon starts at 10 a.m. Thursday with 100% of the proceeds benefiting cancer research. If you or your company would like to get involved, email 670radiothon@gmail.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.